Okay, so pop art, we see it everywhere, right? Like Warhol's soup cans, you know those? The Marilyn Monroe's, Lichtenstein with the comic book, like blown up panels.
Right. It's almost like they've become part of like our visual language now. You don't even think about it.
Exactly. But for this deep dive, I kind of want to go beyond just recognizing it, you know? Like really dig into what made pop art dot pop.
Yeah, love that. And we've got some great sources that really unpack like the whole journey of pop art,
Right.
which is fascinating because it went from being kind of a rebellion against the art world to, as we said, something we see everywhere now.
Right. Okay, so gotta start with the basics, right? Our source defines pop art as basically coming from popular art, which makes sense taking off in both Britain and the US in the 1950s, but I'm guessing there's like a whole lot more to it.
Oh, absolutely. I mean,
Yeah.
and really get it. You got to think about the world. Like right after World War II, huge changes happening, right? Boom in the economy. Consumerism explodes. Mass media is everywhere. Suddenly, everyone is seeing the same images, buying the same products. It's a whole new visual landscape.
So is that what pop art was doing, like reflecting that, almost holding up a mirror to this new mass-produced world?
Exactly. And our source really highlights that. It mentions the use of like everyday objects in pop art, advertising, comic book imagery, all those things that were just like everywhere in the 60s. And it was instantly recognizable to people.
Yeah. It's like you look at a Lichtenstein and you immediately know, like, oh, that's from a comic book, even if you don't know anything about art.
Totally. And it's not just the imagery, it's the techniques too. Those bold outlines, the Bende dots, that's straight from the mass printing they used in comics and advertising back then. Lichtenstein wasn't just depicting a comic, he was bringing the actual process of making it into a gallery setting.
It's wild. Like suddenly there's no difference between high art and the visual language of like a cereal box.
Right. It really blurred those lines. And honestly, kind of poked fun at the whole art world,
Yeah.
using those bright, often commercial colors. You know, it was playful for sure, but also kind of a big up yours to the traditional art world and their ideas about what was worthy of being called art.
And it wasn't all just fun and games, right? I mean, our source talks about how the mood of pop art, especially in the US, changed over time. Like it got more, I don't know, serious.
Definitely. You can't separate the art from what was happening in the world. The
Well,
Vietnam War, the Kennedy assassination,
yeah.
these things cast a huge shadow over everything. And you see that reflected in the art. It gets more critical, sometimes even cynical.
Man, it really makes you think about how those artists like Warhol dealt with those shifts. Speaking of Warhol, his background is interesting, right? I mean, talk about blurring the lines. He started out in like commercial art, didn't he?
Totally. Our source actually points that out, how he was designing advertisements and stuff. That's key to understanding his work, I think. Because, you know, take the Campbell soup cans, probably his most famous work. It's both celebrating this mass-produced thing and critiquing it at the same time.
It's like he's using the tools of consumerism to critique consumerism itself. Super meta.
Totally. And
Yeah.
that duality is what makes pop art so interesting. It's not just one thing. And, you know, Warhol wasn't alone. The source also mentions others like Hockney with his California vibes, or even Niki de Saint-Phalle, those amazing Nana
Sure,
sculpture.
right. The ones that look like kind of like giant colorful women.
Yes, they challenged how women were traditionally shown in art. So, yeah, each artist brought something different, but they're all united by this idea of taking the everyday, the ordinary stuff, and making it art, making you really look at it.
It's incredible how it evolved, though, from this rebellious thing to something we see literally everywhere now. Ads, logos, you name it.
I know. But hopefully, this deep dive has shown that there's a lot more going on beneath the surface,
For
right?
sure. Like, pop art reflects this really specific moment in history, but it also makes you think about now, our world.
Right. Like, how has our relationship with mass media and all this consumerism changed since the 60s? What does the art we see every day say about us?
Good question. And one for our listeners to ponder. Thanks for diving deep with us today.